Vayter and Shaspir and Daf Yud Beis, picking up on Yud Alf and Beis, nine lines up from the bottom. We're in the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned that it's got to be something, the schach has to be, it can't be susceptible to Tumah, and it's got to be growing from the, something that grew from the ground. Something that's not Mekabel Tumah and something that's Gidulei Karka. If you don't have that, it's no good. The question is, where do we get that from? So we're going to have an interesting machlokas, which then we're going to have to come up with where we're getting this this halacha from. There's a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Akiva. And that is per, when it says, Ki basukos oshaftis b'nei Yisrael, when it says Hashem had to sit in sukkahs, what does that mean? Reish Lakish says it means anane akavod. Rabbi Akiva says it means sukkahs mamish, actual sukkahs. Now, let's start off with Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Zeh klal, kol dovar she-mekabel tumah, anything is going to be mekabel tumah, and something that grows from the ground, that's going to be good. That does not grow from the ground, that's not good for schach. If it's not mekabel tumah and it grows from the ground, then it's good. Immediately, where do we know it from? That it's got to be something that grows from the ground, but can't be susceptible to tumah. Reish Lakish, who's the one who learns that Kibasukos Loshaftis B'nai Yisrael is talking about Anani HaKavod, he says he learned it from a pasuk of Amar Kra Ve'ed Yalam in Ha'aretz. This is by Maisa Bereishis, says that a mist came up from the earth. Okay, so Ve'ed Yalam in Ha'aretz, what do we see from such a thing? We see that the clouds themselves come from the ground. Amazing. Rashi explains it, the clouds are Gidulei Karka. And we learn sukkahs, the idea of a sukkah comes from that. Why? Because Unkelus explains, Ki basukos l'shafti, is referencing the Anane HaKavod. Ma eid davar shenu mekabel tumah v'gidul menar, it's just like a mist, it's something, it's not mekabel tumah. And it grows from the ground. So to sukkah has to be something that's not mekabel tumah, and it goes from the ground. Just like Mis has these two criteria, Rashi says, what? That it's tumah is only by, the concept of tumah is only by Adam, by Kalim, Ochlan, Amashkim, and Adam. And a cloud is not mekabel tumah. The mist is not mekabel tumah. So to a sukkah, same criteria. It's got to be something that's not mekabel tumah, and something that grows from the ground. Period. Now, says Gemara, that's a beautiful answer, but only for one opinion, only for Reish Lakish. That's a great pasuk if you learn it from Anane HaKavod, because now you're learning the whole idea from clouds and all that stuff. But what about the one who says that it's actually Sukkos Mamish? That's what it means. Shafti's B'nai Yisrael is talking about actual sukkahs. Then where do you have your pasuk anymore? There's no reason to learn it from clouds anymore because it's nothing to do with Anani HaKavod. Where do we know this machlokas? The Tanya, if you learn it in a brisa. The pasuk society sat them in sukkahs. Anani HaKavod, how you? That was talking about Anani HaKavod. Dibri Rebbe Eliezer. No. Sukkahs mamish asalem. It's talking about actual sukkahs. So Hanichel Rebbe Eliezer. Everything works according to Rebbe Eliezer. However, Rebbe Akiva, Michael Meimar, where are you going to get that from? How do we know, according to him, this concept that it's got to be something that's not mekabel tumah, something that goes from the ground? Answer is, we're going to have three different answers. First one's going to be rejected. The second one will stand after two attempted rejections. And the third one is going to be another answer which will stand. Answer number one. Yes, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, in the name of Yochanan, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Chag Hasukos Ta'aselecha. Go ahead and do the Chag of Sukkos. Interesting. The word Chag doesn't just mean holiday. It actually is referencing the carbon Chagiga, a type of carbon came from an animal. So Chag of Sukkos Ta'aselecha means to tell you what? Makash Sukkah L'Chagiga. They have a hekesh with these two words right next to each other, and we learn one from the other, Sukkah from Chagiga. Ma Chagiga davar sheino mekabel tumah v'gidul min ha'aretz, just like the carbon Chagiga, something which is not mekabel tumah, an animal, live animal, is not mekabel tumah, v'gidul min ha'aretz, and it's something which grows from the ground. Therefore, av sukkah davar sheino mekabel tumah v'gidul min ha'aretz, so to sukkah has to be something that's not mekabel tumah and something that grows from the ground. Pretty straightforward, pretty beautiful answer for Rabbi Akiva. In fact, the Gemara, beep, turn the page, good base. Ima Chagiga balichayim. Oh, really? Is that the rule? You want to learn from Chagiga? Well, we know Chagiga is an animal. So now you mean to tell me, Afsukah Nami Balichaim? Are you telling me that we use schach? The schach we use is from a Balichaim, a live animal from animals? We know that's not the case. So therefore, rejection. Answer number two. Says Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin, Amar Yochanan. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He said in Rav Yochanan the following. Amar Kra, Ba'aspecha Migor Nechal Miyikaveka. This we know, it's talking about The full pasuk is Chag Sukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamim to make the Chag of Sukkos for 7 days. This is talking about what? When a person is gathering from the threshing floor and from the wine vat. That's when getting all the grains and all the wine. That's what you should do. So what does it mean? With your gathering from the threshing floor and from the wine vat, which is telling you what? We learn from here, Bipsolis Gorin V'yekav HaKosav Medaber. This pasuk is talking about the leftover dreg, which is left after the fact. You have the hay, which is left on the side after you take the grains. All the hay stuff is left back, and from the grains, you have all the straw that gets left over, and from the grapes, from you have the vines and the clusters that have just been, all the chreft that's pretty much left over there, that's something which now you can go and you could use. So what do you see? That's something which is not mekabotoma. The stuff's not mekabotoma. It's not considered ochel anymore, and it's something which goes from the ground. Oh, there you go. There is your raya, and that's going to remain. We're going to try to reject it, but we're going to come back alive. Says Gemara, ve'ema gorin atzmo, ve'yekav atzmo. Oh, who says? Maybe who says it means the leftovers? Maybe it means the straw with the grain and the clusters with the grapes themselves, which now we know that stuff is there. Therefore, it's going to be mekabel tuma, and therefore you have no rye anymore. Says Gemara, nope. Nice try. Amar Zera, yekev ksiv kan v'ef shalosachech bo. It says yekev. Doesn't say grapes. What does it say? You can't be talking about this. Can't be what it's talking about, because what is the yekav means wine. And liquid can't possibly be used as schach, so it must mean the leftovers that we're talking about, and everything is good. In fact, the Gemara, another kasha, maskaflor Rabbi Yirmiyah, ve'ema yayin karush, haba misnir, shudomali guli devela. Maybe we're talking about a congealed wine, which comes from snir, which is a quote-unquote liquid, although it's not really, right? Rather, it's not really liquid. It's wine that's congealed that can be used as schach. Ketak can be used as schach. Or Rabbi Zeri says, "Wow, hamilsa hava biyodan. We were good. We had an answer." Vaaser of Yirmiyah shata binarga. He came along and he chucked an axe into our whole equation here. So now we're left high and dry. What do we do? He says, "Well, nope. Nice try." Rav Ashi comes to the rescue. Mi garnecha v'lo garen atzmo. It says from your garen and not the garen itself. Mi yikveka v'lo yikev atzmo. From the yikev and not the yikev itself, which means the leftover stuff. And therefore, the answer to Rabbi Akiva is, how do we know that it's got to be something that grows to the ground, but not mekabel tuma? From the fact that it says, mi garnecha mi yikvecha, from it, which means the leftover stuff, which is something which is not mekabel tuma, because it's not ochel anymore, and it grows from the ground, everything is good and dandy, we done. Now we have answer number three. V'chista amar mehacha. He says, we learn it from the following. This is a pasuk, which is in Nehemiah, discussing getting what they need for Sukkos. And it gives a whole list, and all the list that it tells you to gather up are things that are not mekabel tuma, and yet they grow from the ground. And that is going to be the third answer, and then we're going to ask a question on it and answer it. Tzu hahar, v'hoviu alei zayis, v'alei eitz shemen, v'alei hadas, v'alei tamarim, v'alei eitz avos. Go to the mountain and bring back for yourself olive leaves, leaves of the oil tree, Ale hadas, hadas are myrtles, so that's leaves of hadasim, valley tamarim, and of those of dates, valley eats avos, and also take something. Eats avos means a braided tree, and this is all in order to go ahead and to make your sukkahs. Okay, so what do you see? These are all different things which are not mekabel tuma, yet they grow from the ground. And there's Uriah for Rabbi Akiva, at least. The things that are mekabel tuma, they grow from the ground. Everything is good and dandy. Frakta Gemara, huh? Hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. In that same pasuk, we said bring a hadas, and we said an eitz avos. But the hadas, which is the myrtle, is the same as an eitz avos. Eitz avos is literally a braided tree, but it means it's a myrtle tree. It's the same thing. It's a Gemara, Amrav Chista, hadas shota losuka, ve'eitz avos lo lulav. It's two different parts of the tree itself. The hadas and the eitz avos are not the same. Hadas is referencing a hadas shota, which means a messed up one, that it grows two leaves next to each other, and then one that's a little bit higher, a little bit lower, and that can't be used as a lulav, but it can be used as schach. Versus when it says eitz avos, that means that it's meant to be used for the lulav, that's hadasim used for the lulav, and everything is good and dandy. Bam! Up to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to continue on with things that are allowed to be used as schach. We're going to get into a nice little discussion back and forth about why this is the case, why you are allowed or not allowed to use certain things. It's going to go back and forth just a little bit. And then we're going to jump into other type of schach that we're allowed to use or that we're not allowed to use. Zokt, the new Heilige Mishnah. Chavili kash v'chavili etzim chavili zrodim. Let's say you have bundles of straw or bundles of wood or bundles of cane. Rashi explains that cane is that the type of material, it's like a wood material that when it's wet, it's food for animals. And when it's dry, it's used for firewood. But nonetheless, all these things, all these type of bundles, ein mesachin behen. They're not allowed to be used as schach while they're all bundled up. But if you untie them, the kulon she'tiran k'sheres. If you untie them, then they're going to be kosher. Everything's good. And then it goes and says an interesting statement. Rashi helps us out. The kulon k'sheres l'tefanos. Anything that's not okay for schach, if it's not allowed to be used for schach, it can be used for the walls. Period. Zukt the Gemara. Now we're going to deal with why are bundles a problem? What's the issue with having bundles? And then we need to build ourselves up to get there first. But what's the issue of having a bundle on top? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yaakov, Shamas minad Rav Yochanan Tarti. I heard from Rav Yochanan two different ideas. And what the two ideas means, two ways that he explained two different Mishnayos. And Rashi says, Perish tam shnei devarim hamurim b'mishnasenu shamati b'min. I learned two things from him that he explained the Mishnah a certain way. Chada ha. One of them is this idea that we just said, that if you have bundles, it's going to be an issue, bundles for schach. V'idach, and there's another thing that I learned, that a chotet begadish lasos a sukkah, someone goes and digs into a haystack in order to make a sukkah out of it from the side. We saw this on Yud Aleph. You dig into it, then that's going to be a problem. Ain't a sukkah, doesn't work. And now, I saw two ways that he explained it, but I don't know which one goes to which. Chada mishum gezeris otzer. One of them is an issue because of gezeris otzer. A gezer, something to do with an otzer of a storage house, which we're going to get into. V'chada mishum tasev lomen asoy. Another one was an issue of tasev lomen asoy, which we explained, obviously, is talking in the past. That is that you have to be something, not that you make it, not that it's made on its own. I'm just not sure which one goes to which, as he says now. I didn't know which one was which. So and it basically, we had two Mishnayos. We had one statement saying you can't use bundle things together. And the other one is you can't hollow out a haystack to make a sukkah, leaving the top as a schach. Now, we then had two explanations. We're trying to match them up. One of them was Gzeris Otzer, which clearly is a Darabonan thing. That's called Gzeris Otzer. Another one, Tasev Elman Aser, which is clearly a Daraisa thing. So which one goes to which? Amar Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya comes and he says, Nechse Anan, let's try to figure it out. Now, before I go into this whole explanation over here, let me just give you the way that Rashi spells out how each one can be going with the other one. Either explanation can apply to either Mishnayos as follows. Hold cup of this. If you lose it, it's okay. But if you get it, it's great. I'm going to say it a little bit quickly. Explanation number two, which we said was Tasev Lomen Asa, can be going for either the concept of can't hollow out a haystack because of Tasev Lomen Asa, or maybe can't bundle the schach, can't use a bundle of schach because Tasev Lomen Asa. Let's explain why. Because Tasev Lomen Asa could apply to the bundle case if one were to put it there in order to dry. The reason you did it is not for schach, because when schach has to be done for shade. Let's say you put it for dry. And then you later change your mind and decided that it's going to be for schach. That is clearly going to be a problem, because then we're going to have it an issue of tasev elomena usr, unless you pick it up and put it down again. And it also applied to the haystack case as tasev elomena usr, since it wasn't put there as schach, rather it just came into being as such. If it's an issue of Tasev Lomen Asoy. So we see that can explain both of them. And also the issue of Gzeris Otzer can also apply to both cases. How so? Gzeris Otzer can apply to the bundles case. If one had put the bundles on their sukkah as schach, even though midoraisa, it's totally fine. But we could say that it would be a problem midorabanan in order that people don't now start using their otzros as a sukkah. Since they'll say, like the otzers is their storehouses, things where they put over there just to dry. They'll say, we use our sukkah with bundled up stuff. Let's use our storage house for that as well. Which is a problem on a daraisa level, since people put their stuff there by the otzer, not for shade. Therefore, it's the problem. And we also know that gezeris otzer could apply to the haystack in the case where you dug at the haystack to be a sukkah. You lift the top and then put it back down, l'shem schach. So now you wouldn't have a problem of Tasav Lomana Asoi, but you may have a problem because there's Otsu, don't allow this to happen, let someone go ahead and do this and put it there without having in mind that you're doing it for shade, and then you're going to have yourself a problem. Okay, those are the two ways that it can go, and that's why we're not sure which way to go. So how do we figure this out? Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Nechseanan, let's try to figure this out. The Amr of Chia Bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan. Now, we're going to see a statement that's going to clearly tell us which one goes to which. One's going to go to one and two's going to go to two. And then we're going to ask, by the way, so then if that's the case, then what exactly was the problem in the first place? Why was Rav Yaakov didn't know this? I'm going to say because he didn't ever hear of this Rav Chia Bar Abba shtickle. Let's spell it out. Amr of Chia Bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan. Mipnei ma Amr, why is it that it says that chavile kash v'chavile etzim v'chavile zodim ein mesachim behen? Why is it that you're not allowed to go ahead and use a mesach? Because pa'amim sh'adam bam in asada ba'erev. There's going to be times when a person is going to come in from the field, and what's going to happen? He's going to have a bundle on his shoulder. V'chavilaso al ksefo. He's going to carry this bundle on his shoulder. U'maylo menicha al gabi sukaso k'dei liyabsha. He's going to go and put it on his sukkah in order to go and dry it out. He's not doing it for schach, but to dry it out. V'nimlech aleha v'sichuch. And then he's going to change his mind and say, you know what? I want to do it for schach. Oh, but that's a bit of a problem. This is no good. Why? V'torah matasav l'man asoy. It's got to be something which you're made, and not that it's mina asoy. Therefore, in order that no one should come to do this, the Chacham said you can't use bundles even for shade. Now, what comes out from this, that this is actually a problem of Gezeris Otzer. Why? Being that it's a Durabanan, meaning he's saying you can't bundle the schach on your sukkah even with the intent of shade, because you might come to put it, you might come to put it on not for shade and then change your mind, which now be a tasav lomana asoy. Therefore, one is matched up with one. The concept of gezeris otzer is going on. You can't bundle the schach. And that leaves over that tasav lomana asoy is connected to two. So two goes for two. And the reason why you can't hollow out a haystack to make a sukkah, leaving the top as schach, is because of an issue of tasav lomana asoy. The reason why you can't bundle the schach is because of gezeris otzer. Beautiful. So now the Gemara asks, Now, for Yaakov, right, and that's what it's asking. What's pshat that he was unclear to him because he's never heard this. So to make it very, very clear. Period. Now, Rav Ashi comes and he freks a kash on this. So where we stand is at this stage, our Mishnah was the Durabanan case, and the Gadish was the Doraisa one. The haystack was the Doraisa one. Now we're going to challenge this concept. Rav Ashi comes along and asks the following question. What do you mean to tell me? I'll say it outside, then we'll read it inside. Why are we so quick to say that the reason you can't use bundles is a Durabanan reason, and now we're attaching it to Gezeris Otzer? It could also be a Tasav Lomana Asoy reason also, like a case where someone put the bundles there to dry and not for shade. That's a Doraisa reason. We put it there to dry and not for shade, that's a problem. So we can say that it's connected to Tasav Lomana Asoy. And the flip by the haystack case also, you want to say that the only possible problem is Tasav Lomana Asoy? Why are you saying that? Maybe it's also an issue of Gezeris Otzer. We could get out of the Tasav Lomana Asoy, picking up and putting it back down for Schach. And even though we'd be out of the Doraisa problem, we still have the potential Durabanan issue of maybe someone won't lift and remove the storage status. Let's read inside. Amar Vashi, Adu Chavila Kash V'Chavila Itzim Mishum Gezeris Otzer Ika Mishum Tasav Lomana Asoy Leka. You're telling me the only issue is Gezeris Otzer but not Tasav Lomana Asoy? What do you V'Achotet Gadish, and by V'Achotet Gadish Mishum Tasav Lomana Asoy Ika, there's only an issue of Tasav Lomana Asoy Mishum Gezeris Otzer Leka, but there's no problem of Gezeris Otzer? Where are you getting off and saying that? There's an issue of both of them in both cases. Therefore, you have no right to go one way or the other. It says, he'll say, okay, I'll tell you how to know it's clear which one is going to which. How I know that Gezeris Otzer is going on the concept of the bundle in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about the bundle. And the whole issue when it comes to you can't hollow the haystack, that's a Tasav Lomana Asoy. It's a language issue. The language is the Katani Ein Mesachchen Behen, which means L'chatchilahu. Whenever you have a Lashon that says, don't do this, you shouldn't do this, that means L'chatchila, you shouldn't be doing it. By our Mishnah, it says Ein Mesachchen, which is the Rabbanan type of Lashon. You shouldn't do it L'chatchila. Beep, turn the page. Yud base on my base. The Ein Mesachin, Mishum Gezeris Otzer. I'm sorry, the Ein Mesachin, that you shouldn't go ahead And because of Gzeiros Otzer. Don't do it because of Gzeiros Otzer. But midaraisa, you'd actually be good. Hadaraisa shaper dummy. There's actually no problem. Therefore, our Mishnah is referencing a case where the bundles were put there for shade. It's put there for shade. Because if not, then it would be a daraisa issue. So therefore, we understand our Mishnah one-to-one. However, afilu, sorry about that, hasam, by the hasam to Katani ain't a sukkah, right? Hasam by the haystack, where the lushan is ain't a sukkah. What does it mean, ain't a sukkah? That means afilu di evid mi daraisa nami ain't a sukkah. That means even on a bidyeved, it's a no go. Even bidyeved is no good. This lashon of ein sukkah means it's no good. We're talking about a haystack, which is top layer was not lifted and put down for schach. Therefore, it remains a deoraisa issue. Okie dokie. Period. Now we move on to the concept of different ideas within schach. What can be used? What can't be used? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Sichecha bechitzon zecharim. Keshera benekevos psulos. If you use schach zechar means literally male arrows, then it's going to be kosher. But female arrows is going to be puzzle. How do you used to make the arrows? You used to take a piece of wood, and then there were different types of wood. You'd either have wood and then a metal piece, and the way you connect it is either you insert the wood into the metal, there's a little space in the metal you stuck it in, or you stuck the metal into the wood, meaning there's a little hole in the wood, and you would stick it into the wood. So if you're talking about the one that was wood that stuck into the metal, so then that's why it's called a zachar, because it's inserting. I'm not going to explain about a mevin yavin, that the male's inserting. Therefore, such a thing, schacha b'chitzon zacharim, it's going to be ksheira. B'nekevos, it's going to be psula, because then it has a little space inside of it. This is an important point, which we've discussed in the past. There's something known as pshutei kli eitz. That means a kli eitz, a piece of wood that has nothing inside. There's no base kibel, nothing that goes inside of it, then we know that din is that it's not mekabel tumah. So if you're dealing with the arrow, which is a male type of arrow, it's just a piece of wood, basically, with nothing going inside of it, then therefore it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. It can be used as schach. But when you're dealing with a female one, now we have an issue because it can be mekabel, it's a base kibel, and therefore it can be mekabel tumah. Once it can be mekabel tumah, it can't be used anymore. Says Gemara, zcharim kshera pshita. Of course they're going to be used. What's the problem? Obviously, it's pshita kliyates, and therefore there's no issue. Says Gemara, no, ma'od the tema, you would have thought maybe nigzar zechar matu nekevos. Maybe we should make a gezerah zechar matu nekevos. We like to use zechar, we can use nekevos, and that's a problem. And the Gemara says, no, kamash malon, we don't make a gezerah. And that way it says, benekevos psula. When it says, it takes out the word, we take out omar mar, benekevos psula. Right, pshita. Obviously, the nekevos are going to be puzzled because it could be mekabel tumah. So why would you even bring that up? Says Gemara, no ma'od the tema base kibel also lamalos losh mekibel. Maybe if you have a base kibel, which means a place, a receptacle that can receive, that you take that metal and you push it into it, but it's something which is going to be filled in a permanent fashion. You're putting that metal in and leaving it there forever. Maybe you'd say it's not called a base kibel anymore, and therefore it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. Kamash malan that it is called a base kibel and it is going to be mekabel tumah. Okay, viter. Other types of schach, just a quick introduction. There's something called flax. Maybe connect that concept of flax to linen. It's a type of plant that linen comes from. So you have flax. Now there's a process of getting it ready to use. Number one, you would soak it in water to loosen it from the actual wood part of the plant. Number two is then you would beat it in order to separate the fibers from the wood of the stem. Step three, you'd comb the fibers in order to remove the remaining material and separate the long and short fibers. And step four, you use the long fibers to spin into linen thread. The major issue that we're going to deal with here is once it's completely processed, now it can be mekabel tumah. Before it's processed, it can't be mekabel tumah. So therefore, you could use it before it's processed. After it's processed, you can't. And that's what it says now. Amar Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Yochanan. Sichecha ba'anitzei pishtan psula. If you go ahead and you end up using it with anitzei pishtan, which we know, anitzei pishtan means it's combed out already, which means it's totally processed. No good, it's a mekabel tumah, it's a problem. Behutzni pishtan kshera. If it's unprocessed, then it's going to be kosher, you're fine, you're good to go. And what about behushni? Hushni pishtan enio deamawa. I don't know what the din is with that. So we got the clear ones are combed, no good. Totally unprocessed is good. What about hushni, which is partially processed? And we're unclear. Rashi says the two previous ones, we got it clear. This one is just one Rav Yochanan didn't say out clearly, so he doesn't know. Now, the hushni atzman eni yodea, Rabbi Bechana says, and I'm not even sure, what does he mean by hushni, that case of number three? What is it talking about? Is it that it's beaten but not combed? But if it was only soaked but not beaten, then it's still called chutzni, right? Number two, which is going to be good because it's not yet done. And or maybe it means it's soaked and not beaten, and therefore it's called hushni, which is number three, and it's unclear. Manavshach, what is the case? And that's what it, basically what I just spelled out. We're going to read inside right now. If it's something that got beaten but it wasn't combed, is it called this partial state? Right? Aval tari velo dayak hutzni karle. But if it was beaten, but if it was soaked but it wasn't beaten, then it's called that it's a state of hutzni, which means it's not processed yet and therefore it's fine. Odilma tari velo dayak nami hutzni karle. Maybe if it's soaked but you didn't beat it yet, it's still called this partial state and therefore it's unclear. Okay, almost done. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hani shushay ushvatsre mesachen behu. These are different types of veggies that humans don't eat. These are things that can be used as schach. That is Rav Yehuda. Abaye argues, Abaye Amar, b'shushay mesachen. That type of thing you can use, but b'shvatsre lo mesachen. You shouldn't do schach with that. My time, why not? Why shouldn't you? Not that you can't, but you shouldn't do it. Kavan sense, beep, turn the page. Desari rechayu, because it stinks. And what's going to happen is, if you sit in that sukkah, eventually, shavik love the nafik. You're going to get up, you're going to leave it. Therefore, you shouldn't do that, because you're going to end up leaving the sukkah. Last rule, the idea of today. Amr of chanan barava, hani hizmi vehigi mesachen behu. These are different types of bushes. You can go ahead and you can use them as a schach. Abaye amar, behizmi Mesachin, the first one, yes, but behigi lo mesachinan, you shouldn't do it. How come my taima? Kevin denasri tarpayu, since the leaves of it start to fall off and it's going to bother you, shavikov enough, you're going to get up and you're going to leave. You're not going to want to stay over there, and therefore you shouldn't use it. But if you did do it, but the oven, it would be fine. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.